Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you're back with us right now as we have our third session of learning how to pray at a deeper, more fundamental level to really get to know Jesus, to learn from Him, and to spend time with Him and become real to you now. Remember that prayer is a skill. It's a skill, and every time you practice, you get better at this skill. When you take that first really good deep breath all the way in, your body is immediately triggered. Oh, it's time to focus on Jesus now. It's best to standardize your prayer time. Do the same way, the same time. Every time you do that, you get better at it. So make sure you go into a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. Make sure you turn your phone off for the next 11 minutes. We're going to spend time with Jesus now. In our third prayer session together, we're going to focus on health issues. So, I want you to think about, before we start praying, I want you to think about that person that you want to pray for. And it might be yourself. It might be an issue that you're having. And I want you to look this up. If you have a cold or something like that, I want you to go on the internet and I want you to look up. If you're coughing and stuff, I want you to look up what your lungs actually look like, where they are. Most people know where their lungs are, right behind their ribs. But whatever problem that you're having, I want you to look at some pictures of that first before we pray together, okay? So if that's a knee issue, as the pictures are in the book about knee problems and what those joints look like, or whether it's a back problem or whatever it is that you're having an issue with or your friend is having an issue with, I want you to look it up and do some research on that and be specific about what that looks like, what that thing looks like. And today we're going to just practice with a knee. But whatever problem that you're dealing with right now, as you practice this on your own, this will become more and more real to you. And you will accelerate the healing that's in your body or your friend's body right now. Very good. So I want you to go into that room. Make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. Turn your phone off for the next 11 minutes. We're going to talk and focus to Jesus now. Very good. Just take a really good deep breath all the way in. Fully oxygenate your brain. As you exhale, go ahead and close your eyes now. I'm going to shut off the back part of our brains, the occipital lobes, so we begin to generate more powerful waves of electricity in our brain right now. First time we do in any of our prayer sessions together, we do a full body relaxation first. We turn off our outside world so we can focus on Jesus now. Focus on Him. Take a really good deep breath all the way in. I want you to think about the muscles in your feet and your calves and your thighs and any tension that you have in any part of your legs. Just let that just go completely limp now. No tension at all. Completely relaxed. Very good. You're getting better at this every time. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your stomach and in your chest, and any tension you have in any part of the core of your body, your stomach or your chest muscle, just let that go completely relaxed now. No tension at all. Completely slack. Limp. Very good. Another good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your hands and your forearms, your biceps, your shoulders, any tension that you have in any part of your arms, just let that just go completely relaxed. Just limp. No tension at all, just like a dish towel. good. Another good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in our neck. You may want to kind of roll your neck around. That's when we were kids. He always said to bow your eye and close your eyes. When you bow your head, you relax the muscles in your neck. When you close your eyes, the whole back part of your brain begins to slow down. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your jaws, around your cheeks and your lips, around your eyes and your forehead, your scalp muscles, and just any tension that you have in any part of your facial muscles. Just let that go. Completely relax now. No tension at all. Just completely relax. Just slack. Very good. Excellent. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And I want you to scan your body from the very top of your head, down through your face, down your neck, down your arms, down your chest, stomach, down your thighs and calves. And any tension that's left, just let that go all the way down through the bottom of your feet. So we call going into your inside world. You turn off the exterior world. You go inside so we can focus on Jesus now. Very good. Now, part of what we're learning in the right way to pray, when we're learning our right hemisphere, is the visual-oriented hemisphere, is we're learning to pray more in pictures. And friends of mine will say, well, Tim, when I pray, it's hard for me to see inside when I close my eyes. You can always describe what you're seeing in words. And as you describe it in words, your brain will begin to generate those images. The easiest thing to practice with visualization is something that you've seen many, many times before. And as we're in our inside world right now, I want you to think about lying in your bedroom. And you're in your bedroom, and I want you to scan the room from the very right-hand side. You may say, well, there's the table by my bed. That's where I keep my phone or my charger. You look around and see there's the window where I get to look outside. What a beautiful day it is. You keep looking around the room, and you may say, well, there's my closet, and there's my dresser where I put my clothes, and there's where my hang-up stuff is. And you look around, you may say, and there's that poster that I like, and those pictures that I have. And you keep looking around the room, and you can see everything in your room more and more clearly now. Prayer is a skill. And every time you practice, you get better and better and better at it. So you focus on Jesus, you develop a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus now. And as you're scanning around your room, you notice a door that you hadn't seen before. It's kind of surprising. What's that? And you look at this door, and it's this beautifully carved wooden door. It's just so beautiful, and you can see the intricate little carvings there. And in the middle of this door is a stained glass picture. And it's Jesus where he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's there by that big rock. And as you look at this stained glass, you can see that there's light filtering through this glass. And it's so beautiful. And you can see Jesus' face there as he's praying there, praying for you. As you're laying in your bed, you decide you want to go through that. You know that that's your prayer closet inside your mind. And you know who is behind that door. And it's three steps to get to that door. And you get up out of your bed and you take that first step. And that image of that stained glass, as that light is filtering through there, begins to get even clearer to you now. And you can see the image of Jesus praying, and he's looking at you. And you take that second step, and you can see the doorknob on the handle of that door now. You can see that even more clearly. This light coming through the stained glass of Jesus praying there. And you start to get pretty excited because you know who's going to be behind that door. You take another really good deep breath. You take that third step and you open that door. And right behind that door is Jesus. And he's looking at you and he's giving you the same look with those beautiful brown eyes of a friend that you haven't seen in such a long time, but y'all were so close, and you're like, oh, it's just great to see you. And you can just see Jesus just comes over and just gives you the biggest hug and just tells you, I love you so much. Thank you for coming and spending time with me. And as you have him right there, just look him in the eye and just say, I love you too, Jesus. I love you. And he takes you by the hand and you go inside that room, inside your mind, in your inside world. And inside this room is this beautiful round oak table. And there are two chairs by this table. And he motions to one chair to sit down, and y'all sit down right next to each other. Practice conversational prayer now. Whenever I pray, I always say, Father, and I always answer myself, yes, son. But imagine what Jesus' name might be for you. He may call you beloved, or you may call him, yeah, baby. Just talk to Jesus and imagine what he would say to you. As he's talking to you right now, his spirit is inside of you, and he uses your imagination and he uses your feelings to communicate with you at a deeper and deeper level now. And Jesus mentions to you, I know you've been worried about this health problem. Tell me about it. And you think about a friend of yours that has this knee problem. It could be whatever problem, but let's just focus on a knee for just right now. And as you start describing the situation where they have this knee injury and the kneecap has been torn out of its place and the bones are just rubbing on each other so raw and so rough, Jesus points to the wall in front of you, and you realize it's not really just a wall, but the whole wall is like a huge, unbelievably precise screen. It's like it's real, and it's like, wow, it's like a window. It's so clear, and it looks three-dimensional. And even as you're talking about that, this image of this knee comes on there now. And you can see the knee, and as you can go, this screen where you're at inside your prayer closet, it's like an X-ray, MRI, whatever development you want to see it at, you can do that. You can go all the way down to the skeletal parts of this. And see the bones as they're interacting, that one bone against each other. And perhaps you can see those tendons that have gotten stretched and torn. They look like strings almost, and you can imagine those together. And Jesus is by there, and maybe he's got his arm around your shoulders, and y'all are looking at this together. And you realize that every single cell, nerve, fiber in your body and in their body, Jesus knows intimately. He knows every piece of your DNA, every way, all the way down to the genetic structure. And as you think about this body of yours or that friend that's having this problem, realize that this body was created from scratch, from nothing except those two cells from their mother and their father. Everything else was created. And that physical body can be changed now. Jesus is still in the miracle working business. And as you think about your friend's knee there, or perhaps it's a situation that you're going through health-wise, Jesus takes you by the hand and you walk right up to that wall. And you realize, wait a second, this is a screen, but it's like it's three-dimensional here. And wait a second, and he takes you by the hand and you can walk right through that screen now. In this special place in your mind, in your prayer closet, you can go to any place in the world, any time in the world. You and Jesus can go there and see it and experience that. But right now you're thinking about that friend of yours that maybe is in the hospital, or maybe it's a situation that you're dealing with. And Jesus walks through that screen. And he starts to put his hand on that injury. And I want you to imagine that this white light is coming from the hands of Jesus, penetrating every nerve, cell, and fiber of that injury, as that is accelerating now. All of those fibers coming together, those tendons strengthening, those muscles healing. The bone is becoming even stronger now. That arthritis that used to bother it is just not healing. It's perfectly healed now. And Jesus, just as we're being exact, we are expecting that this healing will occur. But Father, we pray this in your will, in Jesus' name. And Father, we completely accept that whatever your will is, that is fine. And if for some reason that I have to deal with this injury or my friend has to continue to deal with this health challenge, we just accept, Lord, that you're a lot smarter than us. And if for some reason there is a reason why they have to suffer with this or with this injury, Lord, you understand the long-term time. And we completely accept this, Lord. We accept whatever your will is. Father, at the same time, we expect your power will completely heal the situation right now. Very good. And as you look at Jesus, y'all come back through that screen. You're back into your prayer room now, that closet inside your mind. And remember that that can be anywhere in time. And you can decorate that in any way that you want to, with any kind of devices, with any kind of chairs or tables, however you want it to look like. And to remember that prayer is a skill. You get better at this every time. And Jesus walks you around that table and he looks you in the eye and just says, I love you so much. Thank you for spending time with you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to use your imagination to communicate with you directly. And you may say to yourself, Jesus, thank you for talking to me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for taking care of me. I love you, Jesus. And he answers, I love you too, sweetheart. You're one of my very favorites, and I love you so much. Thank you for spending time with me. I love getting to know you better. And every time you talk to me, I will become more and more real to you as you develop a deeper relationship with me. You look at Jesus and you just say, I am so lucky that the King wants to spend time with me.
just makes you feel so special. And he takes you by the hand, and he walks you to that door, that beautiful stained glass. And he says, whenever you want to spend time with me, I am here. Just remember to practice. Take that good deep breath. Focus in your whole body, every part of your body on me. And I will become more real than you can ever imagine as I'm around you, both preceding and following you, and putting my hand of blessing on your head. And Jesus lightly lays his hand on your head and just says, I love you so much. Says, I look forward to seeing you real soon. He opens the door and you go back through that door and you can see your bed there, and you take those two steps back to your bed and you lay back down there and you just think, wow, what a great experience I just had with Jesus just now. And you just say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the best day ever. Clap your hands and you just say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you for taking care of me. And thank you for answering my prayers now. Man, Jesus is so awesome, and he's getting more awesome every day to you as you continue to practice. I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Love you. Bye.